Welcome back to Full Circle with Sean. From the last episode, we were talking to Nahrain and her story. And so we're going to go back a little bit because we were talking about how her and I connected after everything happened to her. And I'd like her to tell you how we actually met in Iraq to start with. So welcome, Nahrain.
Thank you.
All right. So give me the go. Tell me how we met.
Actually, I used to, he used to actually come every day, Sean. So buy a 7-Up.
Yep.
And then I start calling him Mr. 7-Up.
Yes.
So that's when we start.
What was my call sign? Do you remember my call sign?
Tyler.
Well, my actual call sign.
Power One.
Yeah. Yeah. I lipped it to her, but she got it as soon as I started doing it. So yeah, good job. Good job, honey. Yeah. So keep going. So I used to come every day and buy 7-Up from you.
Yeah. When he's like mad at me, he will buy a Pepsi.
Oh, that's nice to know. Okay. So she got me straight away, guys.
Yeah. And yes, he started talking to me and then, yeah. And we actually planned to, when I leave the country, and then he will meet me in different country, and then we get together.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. So we had plans for someday.
Yes.
Awesome. Tell me, so I want to go back to the cafe as well. When we were leaving, so when my unit was leaving, do you remember what we did for for Mohammed's workers? Remember? So we knew, I knew, I had a feeling that the new group that came in, they would change the contractors. That's how they normally do it. They want their own relationships, so they change the contractors, which is kind of a dumb idea because they have all the relationships, or we had all the relationships, but that's just how leadership did it. So they changed the contractors. So what did I have Mohammed do? Remember, we sat around the table and...
give us the extra money.
Yeah.
And protect us.
Yeah.
He was the best.
Yeah.
So I the best.
Yeah. So
until now I still contact him, talk to him. He's a great guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So I asked him to keep a percentage of the funds that he charged us and give them out, split them evenly between all his people when we left, so nobody would be without in case they got changed. Yeah. Now tell me, so I already know certain people. Tell me about Babani.
Babani, it was, I heard one of the soldier was my first friend, Jackson. And then with the contractor, they were Babani.
Yeah.
Babani, he was from Bosnia.
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 Yes.
So he's very funny. He was my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He used to speak Assyrian. My auntie taught him to speak Assyrian.
Wow.
Yeah, it was funny. And he used to buy a coffee every day. Before I opened the shop, he used to come and buy. And then he went and bought a machine.
Yeah.
Put it in my auntie's shop and coffee. He said, I don't want to spend every day like $10, $15 every day in Nahrain taking from me dollar for coffee. He said, no more. I said, okay, we'll see. First day, second day, he came and said, I want to buy a coffee. I said, why? You have for free. He said, for free, it doesn't taste good.
Nice.
Yes.
So tell me about Jackson.
Jackson, he used to teach me actually English.
Okay. Because yes. You didn't speak English when you first
really
started.
Not really good. Yeah, no. No, really.
Okay.
Yeah. And he used to bring me lots of presents.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So do you still talk to Jackson or Babani?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Friends still for life. Anybody else? I mean, you obviously know a lot of people.
Yeah, I still talk to Sam. Sam, he was my best friend too.
Yeah. And yeah, who was
he
Sam?
He helped me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the one that did your applications and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Awesome. All right. So let's fast forward. Okay, so now you're in Australia. You set up, you got a house, and lo and behold, in comes Sean. Flies in a plane. Tell me how that was. I get off the plane, you're at the airport.
2008.
Who's with you?
It was my mom and one of my friends. And then, yes, we will meet you in the after what? Six years?
Yeah, maybe? 6 years. Yeah. I remember the puffy black jacket you were wearing still.
Yes. And then, yeah, we met finally. And then, and even he got scared from airplane, Sean.
Oh, yeah. I have a bit of a problem with fear of flying. I can deal with it a bit, but yeah, two bad airplane rides, and that can happen to you. So I'll go over those in another episode. But yeah, continue.
Yes, and then first day he met all my family, all my cousins, aunties, and uncles.
Do you have a lot of family here in Australia?
Yeah, big family. Yeah. Big Assyrian family.
Yeah, some of them been here a long time. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Awesome.
Some of them we came all together like month, like early, like yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Awesome. So did the whole family thing, and then we went on our first real date. So tell me about that first date, Nahrain.
Yes, I was really, really shy.
Yes, you were.
And then he decided to eat pizza. He said, "What pizza you want?" I said, "Oh, any one. Do you want this?" I said, "Oh, it's okay." And then we started eating, and it was like. Oh, really?
She said I like everything on pizza. And I said, are you sure you want everything? And she said, yes. So I got her everything. And it was so disgusting. Anchovies and everything on it. And she's looking, and I'm just looking at her, and I'm like, this is like a pain look. She's in pain. I looked at her, I said, you don't have to eat if you don't want to.
I said, stride of it. Oh, thank you.
She was very shy. So, yeah. So, a couple of trips later, we got engaged.
Yes.
Yay. We got married. Had a couple kids. And, yeah. So, long-term effects of everything that happened to you, though. You had a piece of glass come out your foot after years. Yeah.
Yeah, lots.
Lots. Yeah. And you have a problem in heat because of the shrapnel in your body.
Yes.
And then you had a problem where you had a lot of stomach pains. And what yes. happened with that? Like, tell me what would happen.
I used to like eat or drink anything. I'll get sick and falling on the floor, crying like bad, and take me to emergency, and emergency give me some tablets, and then I'll be okay. And then come 5 years.
5 years. And it would happen probably once a month?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then become like a lot. Yeah. Lots. Yeah. And then in one hospital, they said to me.
Epping. Let's name them. Name them and shame them. So Epping Hospital. Yes. What'd they say?
They say it's in her brain.
Yep.
And what
so it's a mental issue.
Yeah, mental issue, actually. What happened to her in the past. So that's what she's getting.
Yeah.
And then my GP sent me to another hospital. She said, nah, you have this issue. They need to fix it.
Yeah.
She knew what it was, and then went to different hospital, and they said to me, she got seizure.
Yeah.
And it's still in her brain.
Yeah.
And then after I had it, when I was in the hospital, they doing the test, they said, oh, it's not seizure. It's
something.
Something.
Nobody knew what it was.
No. Yep. Until my doctor, she was like really fighting for it, and she said, I'm going to send you to St. Vincent. That yep. was the last thing.
Yep. So we went to St. Vincent in emergency, actually. Yes. I drove you there in emergency instead of calling an ambulance.
Yeah.
We went to emergency and they said, oh, we need to do CT.
Yeah.
And I said, you can't do CT because she's got shrapnel. So they MRI. X-rayed your MRI. Yeah, MRI. So they X-rayed your whole body.
Yes.
And they came back and what'd they say?
Yeah, they said, oh, we need to do different CT and all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, they decided to give me tablets again. They said if you happen a painkiller or something, I said, when that happened to you, come back again.
Yeah.
So I was like going back and forth with them because they were meeting with the doctors, what they decide to do, what's going on with me and all this. And then they decide to do the operation.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that happened, though, is they removed your gallbladder.
Yeah.
And that happened at Epping.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they thought it was a gallbladder problem.
Yeah.
So we're at St. Vincent, and St. Vincent, they don't know what it is, but a junior doctor, she had an idea.
Yes.
So tell us about this doctor and what her idea was.
She said there is a tube there down.
A tube.
Yeah, yeah. And then that need to open.
Yeah. So where the gallbladder used to be,
yes,
there's actually still stones in the tube forming.
Yes.
And they can't get out. And that's what she thought. But because you couldn't do an MRI,
yeah,
nobody could prove it.
No.
Yeah. So she said, come back the next time. And she fought with some of the big doctors. But she was just a training doctor. Yeah. She was a junior doctor.
Yeah,
yeah. She wasn't a senior doctor. The senior doctor said, I don't know. So you come back again. And yeah. and she wants to do the procedure. And tell me, is it risky?
Oh, it was, you die, you live.
Because they put a tube in you, and if it goes the wrong way and hits your pancreas,
yes,
you done.
Die.
Yeah. And if it goes the right way, then it's successful.
Yes.
And so we...
Even I went to, they do the day, the time they come to do the operation, she said, I'm not going to do it. Because you're too young and you got kids and... Every time it happened to you, just come and we'll like fix you and then you go home. I said, no, I have a faith. You will do it. I'll be okay. Yes.
And they did it.
And the next day, she said, I'll do it. Not today. So when they done, finish it, and they said, well, everything went smooth. Everything was okay. Thanks God. Everything was all right. And then, yes.
Yep. And done it. Have you had a problem since?
No.
So it fixed you?
Yeah, they did.
Did you reconnect with that doctor?
Oh, yeah. I went to her, me and my friend, and went to give her flowers. And I was, like, really happy, sad. And I started crying. She started crying. And I told her how I was, like, suffering for 5 years with that pain. And she helped me. Yeah.
Yeah. And it just goes to show you that. Get a second opinion. Get a third opinion. If you're in pain... You're in pain, you know.
Yeah, I was dying every day. Actually,
dying.
Yeah, without pain.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's Well, that's done at least. And you still have some trailing stuff. So you still have certain pains. You still have some headaches.
Yes.
And
obviously just, from what I had.
Yeah, and you go to the ear and eye doctor every year or two, and they do they what do they do to you? There.
There are actually with the I had one fake eye.
Yeah.
Actually they made it like really it
moves
real.
Around. Yeah. You can't tell it's fake.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many doctors in Australia do that eye?
Oh, only one.
Yeah.
Dr. Peter. He's like the best.
And he's trying to retire for years, but he can't seem to train anybody. So if you want to learn how to do it, he's looking for somebody.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. But at the ear and eye hospital, they dilate your eye and they bring in juniors to show them because it's pretty rare, huh?
Yeah, they didn't see this before, so they study actually.
Yeah. And you can't, so obviously you can't drive.
No.
So it's public transport.
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't see too well. But you know, we have found a doctor, a really good eye doctor, has given you some pretty cool glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, so you can see a bit now?
Yes, better.
Yeah, better, yeah. I remember when they put them on you and you cried.
Oh, yeah. I see all the letters.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Clear, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, so anything else you want to talk about? It's a pretty big story, and I know we only cap some of it, and for you listeners, we'll bring her back from time to time, obviously, and this show is about talking about stories and learning about things, so go ahead.
Learning about faith, how you have hope. To stand on your feet.
Yep.
Yes, because I went through a lot after my accident, how twice I was a dead person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, so God put you in lots of tests.
Yeah.
And see how you're going to react. So yeah. I had faith. I believe of God. And thanks God for everything's happened to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I was blessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an interesting way to take adversity, you know? And live your life. Yeah, and meet me. Yeah, some days you don't say it's as good as the others, though. How did I meet you?
Oh, no. Now you are my love.
Aww. All right. Well, enough of this lovey-dovey stuff. We'll take that offline, guys. All right. Yeah, so the next episode will be starting in Australia. So when I first came and I couldn't get a job, and I actually started by putting a sign outside the house that said I fixed computers. Oh, and Nahrain actually helped me with a lot of customers because I didn't have the political skills at the time. And I was just happy, angry, stressed. So, yeah. So, as I said, we'll bring her back from time to time. And obviously send your comments to comments@fullcirclewithsean.com. And yeah, happy to answer any more questions on that. So look forward to seeing you in the next episode. And thank you again, Nahrain.
Thank you.
End of the road, we've come so far. In the circle of life, with Sean we're stars. From the depths of care, to the force we go. In the twists of life, we reap and sow. Journey on, through every phase. Find your strength, in the darkest of days.